I suppose after a long delay and after the highs of last year and a number of months of a break, no doubt looking forward to getting back in action the weekend.
Oh, definitely, Tom. I think it's, although the weather hasn't been great for the last few days, it's nice to be starting off the campaign again now on Sunday against Jordantown.
Yeah, and I suppose the reality is after last year and the highs of last summer in particular, much different scenario this time than this time last year, much more expectation?
Well, I suppose I don't know about expectation, but definitely, you know, it's nice, I suppose, from our own point of view to be have 1 year under the belt and, I suppose, heading into year two of the plan, you know, and that's nice that, I suppose, all the work the boys done last year in different areas, you know, that they have that now, I suppose, behind them, and we can look to try and build now on top of what they did achieve last year. And I suppose I still would feel that maybe it'll take a couple of more years maybe to get to exactly where we would like to get to, but at least now we have a full year under our belt, and we were fortunate enough to win the provincial title along the way last year in the league, so that was brilliant as well. And you know, it sets us up nicely for the season now, and hopefully the lads can push on again now. Mm.
And I've been reading during the week where you've been quoted as saying that you're in much better shape this time than you were this time last year, and also probably have a stronger squad.
Well, I would feel that. Like, I mean, this time last year, we had an awful lot of injuries, you know. A lot of fellas picked up injuries early in the season, and, you know, we started off fairly hard, and maybe some of the boys weren't used to it, and they picked up injuries, and we had a flu virus as well that was in the camp, and maybe that left people, you know, a wee bit susceptible to infection and stuff and injury. So this year now, you know, that they have had a full year under their belt with us, and they've been working away on their own in the off season, and we're just looking forward now to getting everybody back and moving the thing forward, and hopefully we can, as I said earlier, push on.
Mm. Because, as you said, because of the winter ban, they have to work on their own, but the players have been doing it, have they?
To have, yeah. I mean, I think, I suppose, it's part and parcel now of the game, really. I think every player in the country really does their own gym work, you know, and we had been given them programs and running programs. We done the sponsored run there before Christmas, and they trained for that anyway, so that left them, you know, in decent physical shape, and hopefully now, you know, they'll be okay in the next number of weeks. We do have 5 weeks to the first game, 4 weeks on Sunday to the first National League game. So we have a bit of a time frame there to work on things and get them up to speed anyway. But I was looking at them last night, you know, you wouldn't say that they're in brilliant condition, but still, you know, they're in decent condition. And as I say, 4 or 5 weeks now, you know, between the games and the training and stuff, we'd like to think we'd be okay for that first league game.
Yeah, and... Well, yeah, you haven't revealed or released your panel yet, because obviously there are obviously a lot of players not available to you. But it has been fairly well commonly reported that there have been a number of additions and a number of recalls for players to the squad.
That's right. Yeah, just off the top of my head now, a few players that have come in again. Johnny Bonner, who had picked up an injury last year at the beginning of the season and was basically out for the season. Christopher Moran from Killybegs was in the same boat. We took in Mark McGowan at the beginning of this season, but Mark didn't have great word on a hip injury yesterday, so he could be looking at a lengthy layoff as a result of that, and he would have been in our McKenna Cup squad. Conor McManus from Kilcar and Cork will be in for the first time. Gary McFadden in for the first time. There's possibly one or two more there as well, just off the top of my head. So there is a nice freshening up of the squad, Tom, all right.
Mm. And of course, you, Michael Murphy and others are missing, obviously, due to college commitments.
Yeah, with Michael Martin and Michael Boyle in DCU, we have Leo McLoon and Owen Wade in Jordanstown, and Mark McHugh and Sligo IT.
So I suppose there is a downside to that you don't have your players and your squad available from the start of the year, but I suppose a plus side is that it does give others an opportunity.
Well, that's right, and particularly when you're bringing in new faces as well, it'll give them a chance now to have a go at it through the McKenna Cup, you know, and for us in training and other games that we're going to be having, you know, it'll give us a chance to rotate the squad and look at everybody and make sure everybody gets a good bit of football now in the lead into the first game.
Hmm. Jordanstown on Sunday, away to Cavan the following weekend, of course. and maybe it's a bit early to be calling it a dress rehearsal for the championship opener, but and then Derry at home the following Wednesday night, so games coming thick and fast.
That's right, yeah, and I suppose it's good in a way. Just hopefully now that you know, people can stay injury free and work through the games, and from the point of view of the overall squad, that we can have a look at players and give people a good opportunity to put their best foot forward. And I think, you know, between training and A versus B games and the McKenna Cup, I think we'll get that opportunity.
And what's the objective for the McKenna Cup?
Oh, well, I suppose like anything, like last year, you know, the objective is to try and, I suppose, win every game and still look at players, you know, and that was what we done last year through the squad. We went out with the mentality that, we, you know, we obviously wanted to win every game that we were participating in, and at the same time try and rotate the squad as much as possible and look at players and give them a go at it, you know. And hopefully we can get the same out of the McKenna Cup and the National League this year, and I think that'll be very, very important. Obviously, it's a different National League this year to last year. We're in Division 1, you're playing the top teams. I think we've got Down and Leash in the first two games, and then there's a 3-week break, and then on the back of that break, we've got Cork, Kerry, Mayo and Dublin four weekends in a row, so that's a fairly difficult month there from the point of view of the physical side of things, as well as the actual games themselves, so that'll be a big month for us. But you know, that's exactly why we worked hard last year. We worked hard last year to try and put ourselves in this position, and obviously it's a good barometer then for you know, the top teams and where you're at, and you know, if you can be competing with the top teams in the country and the league, then naturally enough you'd expect to be able to compete with them in the championship, and that's why we were keen to get promotion last year.
And obviously a winning start on Sunday is what the doctor orders at this stage.
Well, I suppose that, and you know, the performance as well, you know, just trying to get back on the field and trying to work on things again. Like, we got through an awful lot of work last year, but definitely there's other areas that we'd like to bring into it, and we'll try and work on them as well as things that, you know, that we'd like to retain from last year. So there's an awful lot going on, and I suppose the learning process going on for everybody involved now this year, and it's just nice to be getting back onto the field of play, to be trying to address the things for us last year. I suppose the one disappointment thing from the Dublin game was the fact that was at Dover, and we didn't get another chance to use the information from the Dublin game and bring it forward, you know. So at least now we're back together as a unit, and we're back playing games, and it gives us an opportunity now to work through things and try and develop things within the team and hopefully bring the team forward again.